From Fluor Field at the West End, Andrew Murphy with you from Greenville, South Carolina, where the Dash and the Drive are gearing up to play game two of a six-game set, the final series of the 2024 regular season. Great night on hand for a ball game, mostly sunny skies and 76 degrees here in South Carolina, with winds blowing to the southwest steadily at 8 miles an hour. The right-hander Tyler Uberstein is about to make just his third start on the season. He was out all of 2023 due to Tommy John, and so he's slowly working his way back toward a starting role. He was drafted in 2021, just in the 19th round, out of Northwestern by the Red Sox. He's firing his warm-up pitches, and in the field for the Drive, it's Will Turner in left, Nellie Taylor in center, Miguel Ugueto in right, Abram Liendo at third, Luis Ravello at short, Justin Reamer at second, Eduardo Lopez at first, with Ronald Rosario catching balls and strikes behind the plate. The umpires tonight, David Sabol calls balls and strikes, and Rafael Pineda is in the field. Winston-Salem shows Sammy Zavala, Jordan Sprinkle, and Caden Connor to get him started at the plate in the first. Dasher donned in their road grays with a purple WS on the upper left chest. Big purple numbers on the back with purple shoulders that run into the sleeves. A White Sox logo patch on the left sleeve. Gray pants with a dark gray stripe down the side. And black batting helmets with a white WS on the front. Greenville in their home kits. A white colored jersey with the cursive Drive in red across the chest. Small numbers down below, big red numbers on the back. Red caps with a Greenville Drive logo, the G that kind of flies into a wing that goes across the body. The first pitch from Uberstein comes from the windup. Swing and a fly ball hit well out toward left, but foul. At 7:06 p.m., we are underway from Fluor Field at the West End. Sammy Zavala last night 0 for 4 with a walk and a strikeout. This year batting just 183, and he takes a slider down and in. One ball and one strike. Four-pitch mix for Uberstein, a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a curveball. Here's the 1-1. Changeup misses high and away. Zavala's ahead in the count, two balls and one strike. He's found himself ahead in the count many times this season. Leads the South Atlantic League in walks with 80. The 2-1. Swing and he pops it foul over the roof behind the plate, 2-2. Zavala was acquired from the San Diego Padres in the Dylan Cease trade back in March of 2024. And on paper, he fit pretty comfortably into the White Sox top 30, reaching as high as number 6 as he pops one high and foul again behind the plate. Stays alive at 2-2, but his numbers just aren't there this year hitting-wise, but he's still so young, just turned 20. 2-2 pitch, called third strike, low in the zone with a slider. Zavala doesn't like the call. He walks back to the dugout. One gone in the first. Jordan Sprinkle makes his series debut. Limited reps last week versus Brooklyn, just 2 for 6 with a run batted in. He's hit by a pitch twice and stole 4 bases. Right-hander takes a fastball down and away for a ball. No score, nobody on, one out to begin the top of the first inning. Sprinkle waits in an open stance on the right side, knees bent. The pitch from Uberstein. Slider nicks the outside edge, middle third of the zone for a strike. Sprinkle batting just 206 this season, but batting above his average, 222 for his last five. Late swing and a miss on a curveball outside and low. He's behind 1-2. And Sprinkle calls time, steps out. Lights start to come on here at Greenville as the sun sets a little further down the third base side of the stadium. 1-2. Swing and a foul tip bounces off the catcher Rosario's chest protector and rolls to the backstop. Uberstein scrapes the bottom of his cleats with the pad behind the rubber. Toes it on the first base side. Looks in from the windup. The 1-2. Check swing on a slider, low and outside. No go, says Rafael Pineda down the first base line. It's 2-2. The 2-2 pitch coming home. Half swing and a miss. He went around. It's the second strikeout in a row by Tyler Uberstein, looking really good in only his third start of the year. Uberstein was a 19th rounder out of Northwestern, and he didn't make it to Northwestern very easily. Here's Caden Connor on the left side. Uberstein didn't receive any scholarship offers coming out of high school. First pitch fastball misses down and in. So he joined the club baseball team at Southern California, tried out for the varsity team during his sophomore year, and practiced with them until being cut before the end of the season. A big swing and a miss on a slider down and into Connor. He's even at 1-1. And then Uberstein elected to transfer to continue pursuing baseball. He worked with an ex-major leaguer, refined his mechanics, improved his velocity into the low 90s, was able to transfer to Northwestern in 2020. Breaking ball misses down and in. Count is 2-1 on the left-hander, Caden Connor. Nobody on, 2 out, no score in the top of the first inning. Uberstein delivers. Swing and a foul off the catcher Rosario. It's 2-2. And now with 2 strikes, Connor calls time. Steps out toward the first base dugout. Quickly climbs back in. 1-for-5 last night with a run batted in and a strikeout. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and he fouls one over the screen and into one of the suites to the left of us here in the press box. Steps back in, taps the outside half of the plate. A narrow stance, knees bent in the inner back corner of the box. Another 2-2. Changeup drifts low and outside, and Connor fills the count, 3-2. Infield playing a slight pull toward first. Bit of a gap down the third base line if he can find one outside. 3-2. Swing and a drive. High liner out to right center. It's down for a base hit. Rolls all the way to the track. Extra bases for Connor. Taylor loses his hat as he flies toward it on the track. Picks it up. Guns it toward the infield. But Caden Connor's in at second with a stand-up two-out double in the top of the first. That one was misread by Taylor, who's playing too close in. And it flew over his head. He really got back there. Lost the hat, like I said. Gloved it at the base of the wall, cut it off to the shortstop Ravello behind second base, but Connor was already in. Takes a long lead from second. No score, runner in scoring position for the cleanup man, Casey Sauke. Here's a pitch. Swing and a blooper out toward right. This is down, a base hit. Connor getting the wave home. Ugueto throws it to the cutoff man, and Connor scores. A 1-0 dash lead, Casey Sauke, with his 6th run batted in on the year for Winston-Salem. So the scoring being done tonight a little earlier than last night. A pitcher's duel through 4 innings. Runs and hits were really hard to come by for Winston-Salem. They finally got to right-hander Blake Wehunt in the 5th inning and put up 3 earned runs on 5 hits and 1 walk. Runner at first for Wes Kath on the left side. Takes a slider high and in, ball one. Wes Kath, left-handed third baseman, bats 227 this year. Last night he was 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. 1-0, tipped foul, midway up the screen, 1-1. Kath has had more trouble with the strikeouts this year. He struck out more definitely in the second half than in the first half. He spent this past offseason kind of retooling his swing, incorporating his lower half. Runner goes, pitches a ball, throw to second, is on the money. Casey Sauke is caught stealing on a 2-6, and that brings the top of the first to a close. Dash score 1 on 2 hits, no errors, nobody left on. A 1-0 dash lead heading into the bottom of the first on the Dash Broadcast Network.
Hey, what are we doing after the game?